Please join me in the unison prayer for illumination. The Lord be with you. God, source of all knowledge, by your word, we give light to the soul. Pour out on us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that our hearts and minds may be open to your word. The First Testament lesson this morning is from Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. If you want to follow along, it's on page 616 in the Pew Bible. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 through 27. It's one of my favorites. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say to the body, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Though Christmas Day has come and gone, we are still in the 12-day season of Christmastide, and so we continue to joyfully play and sing our Christmas carols. Music is such an important part of our lives. And more studies show that music not only affects our spiritual and our cognitive health, but it also contributes to our physical health as well. So I think we should take just a moment and thank Andrew for being such an instrumental part in our well-being. Never one to be in the limelight. This is the last Sunday I will stand in this pulpit to share a message. And it's not easy. As I prepared for today's reflection, and I want you to notice it is, even in the bulletin, I had Dawn put reflection. It is a small personal reflection. It is not a sermon today. I couldn't help but think how closely Paul's letter to the Corinthian church correlates with music. Musical notes need to work together and support each other to form a pleasing harmony. And this was not at all the case in Corinth. For the church in Corinth had become a hot mess. Because it was the site of one of the greatest commercial trade centers in the ancient world, Corinth was a very populated and diverse city to begin with. The church was comprised of Jews, half-Jews, pagans, and all the cultural and behavioral differences that came along with that, including the question of who was better and more important than whom. Paul's use of comparing the human body to a community of people was not original to Paul, as it had been used many times in the past for the purpose of supporting the status quo. For society in general, and certainly true in Corinth, was the idea of hierarchy. Those at the bottom of the social ladder should obey and support those at the top of the ladder, and all should accept their place and stay there. But Paul uses the metaphor in a new way. Paul reminds the church in Corinth, and Paul is reminding us here today, that we are each a member of the body of Christ. And we each have an integral part to play. The point is not how big our parts are. The point is that we all have a part. And each and every part is to be honored. Since I got to pick today's scripture and sermon, I get to pick what I read. And I have shared this story with you before, but I ask you to indulge me to share it once again. This is one of Aesop's fables and is called The Fable of the Belly. One day it occurred to members of the body that they were doing all the work while the belly was having all the food. So they held a meeting, presumably without inviting the belly, and after a long discussion, decided to strike work until the belly consented to take its proper share of the work. So, for a day or two, the hands refused to take the food, the mouth refused to receive it, and the teeth had no work to do. But after a day or two, the members began to find that they themselves were not in very active condition. The hands could hardly move. The mouth was all parched and dry, while the legs were unable to support the rest of the body. Thus, they found that even the belly, in its dull, quiet way, was doing necessary work for the body, and that all must work together or the body will go to pieces. Paul prompts us to remember that the body of Christ is not only diverse, it is designed to be so. And for Paul, there is no such thing as belonging to the body without participating. And while some parts may be more quiet or less visible than others, all are crucial. It is impossible for me not to be nostalgic today. Last Sunday at the 8:30 service, I participated in communion from this side of the table for the last time. And as I spoke the words of institution, I was reminded again that someone had shared their gift of service to come in on Saturday and prepare all the elements for our feast. Parts of the body working together. When someone is dealing with a challenging time in their lives and would appreciate a person to quietly walk alongside them, we are able to offer a Stephen minister, a person who has gone through hours and hours of training in Christian caregiving, to confidentially sojourn with another. Parts of the body working together. In times of illness, grief, or anguish, I have had the privilege of wrapping a hand-knit shawl around someone to let them know that they are loved and that they are being prayed for. And they are always so grateful. And they thank me. But I'm just the messenger. I don't even know how to knit. But a group meets together regularly and lovingly donates their time, their talents, and the supplies to make these shawls. Part of the body working together. I could speak all day, truly all day, on the plethora of service and support that stems from this congregation, often quietly and behind the scenes. Parts of the body working together. Last Sunday, this congregation honored Roger and I, lovingly and lavishly honored Roger and I, with a beautiful reception for my very soon-to-be retirement as your associate pastor. And as we stood before you and I looked at the beautiful long line to greet us, I thought, where else would we be surrounded by so much love? And the answer was nowhere. For we are all united in love. We are all part of the body of Christ. And what greater love is there than to be united in that? And what occurred to me is that we have always known your love. I myself have been at this church since I was 12 years old, and you have loved me and supported me through all the various stages of my ages, of which there have been many. Some we will just forget about. We have all been different parts of the body at different times, and it will continue to be so. And what Paul would have us know is that whatever parts we play, with whatever gifts we have, they are given by the Spirit and designed for the good of the body. We are all equal parts of one glorious body in Christ, and it is united in love. Every Christian is part of the body of Christ on earth. And it is only when we affirm the importance of each unique part of the body that we truly build and strengthen the whole body. We do not abandon our individuality. Rather, we are like musical notes that join together and form a harmony. May our tune always be pleasing to Christ, and may we share it with the whole world. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you have called us together to be Christ's body, and each one of us is necessary. With our distinct gifts, guide us to support one another, that we may all become more faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Amen.